Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA presents Preps Basketball. Here's Clark Johnson.
Live from Windsor High School in beautiful Windsor, Colorado, it is the 1310 KFKA Friday night game of the week here on Preps Radio. I'm Clark Johnson. That guy sitting next to me is Dustin Duncan, who knows this place well, 9 years as a head coach for the Windsor Wizards. Dustin, this has got to be kind of fun coming back. The memories will come running out of this gym tonight for you, right?
Yeah, this is the first time I've been back in 9 years.
Wow.
And they changed the floor quite a bit. Did a paint job. It looks really nice.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Tonight, Greeley West Spartans will come into town here, take on the Windsor Wizards. We're going to try to get through this. I got a sore throat. Things are kind of going awkward for me. But as long as my voice will hold out tonight, we'll give it to you. Greeley West comes in 4-7, 0-2 in league play for the Windsor Wizards. They are 6-4, 0-1 in league play as well for the Wizards under John Rakeski. Kevin Smith is the Greeley West coach in his second year here. Coach, we were talking, I was doing my homework on you. 9 years coaching here. It's hard to coach 9 years and have 9 winning records, but not only did you do that, the lowest number of wins you had in any 1 year was 16. You had years of 24 wins, 22 wins, 20 wins. So what did you say, 167 and you won 73% of your games.
Yeah,
I mean,
175.
It's a crazy number. Doesn't that sound like a lot of wins?
Yeah.
And Bruce is going for 700 tonight.
He is.
Of course, he's 315 years old.
He is.
That's sometimes you can pick up wins if you stick around for a while. No, just the thing. My partner in crime on Clark and the Coach, Bruce Dick, of course, goes for his 700th tonight. But Dustin can sit here and tell you, man, 9 years of coaching here, great stuff. And you'll come away with a lot of memories of Craig Von Ullman and of course, Aaron Schmidt, who played in the years you guys had to take on Sterling. But that's a great run. The question is now, do you see yourself, and I'm putting you on the spot here, do you see yourself as a varsity head coach somewhere in Colorado in the next few years?
You know, Angie and I talk about it every year.
You do.
And so, you know, when the right opportunity opens up, I'll apply.
Yep.
See what happens.
Yeah, we will see what happens. So it'll be good to sit next to you tonight and watch the Windsor Wizards try to get their 7th win of the season. They've won 3 straight after the break. They came back before the last loss, of course. They won 3 straight. They beat they went to the Legend tournament, and they beat Legend, Eagle Crest, and Cherokee Trail down there before losing to Longmont 53-48. And just by the score, I can see Jeff Gloster did what he does. He guards the pace. He slows the game way down. He makes every single time you have the basketball an important one. And when I see that kind of score, because Windsor, Rakeski's team, they can play in the 90s,
yeah,
and they can play in the 50s. They'll play kind of wherever you want. But Jeff's team, they like to slow it down.
They do. You know, Coach Gloster in Longmont does a great job.
Great coach.
He knows what he likes to do, and they execute it well. And so when they do that, it makes you slow your game down. That's why I have said for 10 years we need a shot clock in high school.
That's right.
Because coaches have to coach.
Yep.
If you have a shot clock, a coach has to coach. We had the opportunity when I was here at Windsor. We went to KU and played there at team camp and played the championship on the shot clock. And we were up 12 and ended up losing to a private school out of Kansas City with a shot clock.
Is that right? Gave them an opportunity to come back. Every coach that I've talked to, Dustin, is in favor of the shot clock. Never have found one that says not in high school basketball, but it's another thing for the officials to have to deal with. It's another cost for the schools. You have to have somebody operate it as well. So there are some things that go into it, but, yeah, most coaches here, they want to see a shot clock, there's no doubt. All right, Dustin and I are going to come back in a second. When we do, we'll dive into these two teams a little more, take a look at some of the players we'll hear about tonight. The girls' varsity game going on in front of us right now. Windsor is rolling Greeley West what like we thought they would, 81-16 in the girls' game with a couple of minutes left. We'll come back in a minute and continue with more of our pregame show, Preps Radio Basketball tonight. It's Windsor and Greeley West. Back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice. It's 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Trust is not something that's handed to you. You have to earn it. J9 Insurance understands that and has built the trust of Northern Colorado one customer at a time. You're not just a policy number with the J9 Group. You're part of their family. The insurance world can get confusing, but the folks at J9 Insurance help take that confusion out of the process. There is no one-size-fits-all in insurance, and J9 will find that plan that is tailored to your needs. If you're looking to join the team or just need J9 Insurance, call them at 970-834-2009.
Has your life ever been altered by a concussion, vertigo, or dizziness? You might be a perfect patient for vestibular rehabilitation at Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine in Eaton. VRT is a specialized form of therapy intended to alleviate problems caused by vestibular distortions. VRT is also a great tool for concussion management. Rehab utilizing VRT is life-changing, and Troy at Proactive Physical Therapy in Eaton is a specialist. Call and set up your VRT appointment today at 970-454-2560.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
Good morning, Pete.
Good morning to you, Ron.
Thank you. And good morning to you, Spot. You're such a good boy.
It may be a good day in your neck of the woods, but in Eaton, it's always a Gould day. Gould Parts in Eaton has been serving northern Colorado for better than 50 years with the best product line of car parts, truck parts, and big machine parts, highlighted by the quality name of Napa. Just call 454-3355 and let Gould Parts do the rest. Gould Parts in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
The whole show.
Josh McDaniels, John Fox, Gary Kubiak, Vance Joseph, Vic Fangio, Nathaniel Hackett, six coaches since 2008. That's a lot. You want to make Broncos country great? You have to find consistency with your head coach. You have your quarterback for better or worse. You have to find consistency.
The Hull Show, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
Attention, per the current government mandate, U.S.-based insurers are now required to cover at-home COVID testing kits every month with no out-of-pocket fees to you. If you have a current insurance plan, you are eligible to receive up to 8 COVID-19 tests shipped to your home or business each month absolutely free. Just visit freetestingkitstoday.com to begin the registration process. When completed, Tierra Health, a trusted source for next-generation healthcare, will submit a claim to your insurance provider. There is no deductible and no copay. Your 8 monthly tests will ship directly to your home or business for free. Go to freetestingkitstoday.com. COVID-19 and its variants are still here, so take the worry out of searching for time-sensitive tests by registering you and your family today. Visit freetestingkitstoday.com to register from the comfort of your own home. That's freetestingkitstoday.com. To receive 8 COVID-19 tests shipped to you at no cost. Just visit freetestingkitstoday.com.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back here to Windsor High School tonight. It is Prep Radio's Friday night game of the week. Next week, folks, on Tuesday, we'll have Greeley West, Greeley Central. And always, as I say, no matter what the teams are like, Greeley West, Greeley Central are going to pack the house. It's going to be loud. So it'll be loud here tonight. Greeley West in town here to take on the Windsor Wizards tonight. Let's talk about last night's scores. If you didn't hear them on the boys' side, a big one down in Arvada. Faith Christian in Platte Valley last night. Platte Valley number 7 in 3A. And Faith Christian number 1. I don't know how they're a 3A team. But Faith Christian's number 1 in 3A. What did they do to Platte Valley last night? 78-49. They beat them by 29 points. So it's been a while, Dustin, since Faith Christian's been kind of a big school as far as getting deep in the playoffs. But it sounds like this year, with the change, with a lot of those 3A teams bumping up to 4A, it's left them as kind of a power down there, it looks like.
Yeah, it has. And it gives them an opportunity, and they're going to take advantage of it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let's see. Severance and Northridge went last onto the boys' side. Two Severance. Chad Saul's team gets the 66-59 win in that one. No Severance stats on that one. Senior Jackson Jenkins for Northridge. He had a nice night. 18 points and 14 rebounds in a double-double. Let's see. Resurrection Christian last night. Ryan Yoder's club jumps back on a winning streak again. They beat University and Bobby Irvin's team 63-50. And as we get into this Patriot League, the 4A Patriot League, it's looking to me like it's going to, and Eaton went to Sterling and won for the first time in Dean Grable's history at the school. They only show the last 20 meetings on Max Preps, and that's 19 straight. Sterling wins. The Reds win there. So now I'm looking, as the Reds won by 14, I'm looking at Eaton and Res Christian. I think those are going to be the two teams to beat in that 4A Patriot League.
Yeah, it should be those two. Those are two.
I think University might be a step behind them.
Yeah, we've seen them twice.
Yeah. We'll see what that looks like. Last night for the Reds, Zach Grable, 18-8, four assists as well. So 18 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists for Zach Grable, who just puts up numbers. And then there's his twin brother that says, hey, don't forget about me. Willie G last night, 14 points and 3 assists. The Grables are just playing basketball together, man. They're really, really playing well. You throw in Mitch Haythorn, you throw in Cole Lockie. It's a pretty good ball club.
It is. You know, you got a team there that has some height to it, and so they're able to, and they're long and athletic. And like all the Eaton kids, you know, they're strong.
Yep. Well, let's get the girls' scores from last night as well, just a handful that we were keeping track of. Boy, this was a tough one. Roosevelt and Fort Morgan. Roosevelt's number 4. Their girls are in 5A. They moved to 9-1 last night with a 93-14 win against Fort Morgan. It was 59-2 at halftime. And, you know, that's a tough spot for both coaches at halftime. 59-2, what do you say? I said to you off air, what's the possibilities with coaches could meet in that situation like that and just say, okay, let's turn the scoreboard off. We beat you up. We win the game. But for the second hour that we're here tonight, let's go ahead and scrimmage with the scoreboard off, right?
You know, it's
not the worst idea in the world, right?
It's a good idea, I think.
You get something accomplished. You're able to, instead of just going, okay, we're going to leave your two up on the board, you know, and we need to do something about that. Burton and Wealth Central girls last night, 64-26. That was 41-14 at the break. University and Res, this was the big one last night on the girls' side. Number 5 and number 7, Matt Baumgartner's team, they win it. University does, 61-53. Taryn Kravick, 21 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. Addison Harding, the sophomore, 18 points and 8 rebounds. And for Res Christian, they were led by Olivia Kleins, 17 points. Chris Love and Eaton Reds, they win on the girls' side last night, 50-39 over Sterling. So that's something that hasn't been done. They swept Sterling, boys and girls. And Northridge, Dan Beck's team beat Severance 53-40 last night as well. All right, we're going to step aside. We're going to come back with the starting lineups, all that good stuff. There are a bunch of games we can talk about, tonight's matchups too. We'll get those. I'm going to go down and grab the starting lineups. Dustin and I coming back in a moment. Pre-game show here about 9 minutes in front of our J9 Agency's opening tip-off tonight. Coming back in a moment, it's timeout brought to you by TBK Bank, Northern Colorado's voice. It's 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
He's no stranger to controversy.
Greg Penner, dude, that press conference, he sounded pissed. That's what I wanted to hear from Hackett a lot this season, was a guy that was just pissed, that was upset with what he was seeing on the field, not a guy that's, hey, we're working hard.
And he's not afraid to say what's on his mind.
And hey, you want a guy to be a player of the week that's not named Nikola Jokic? Well, there's a pretty good chance that guy could be Isaiah Stevens.
Want a soft opinion from a homer? You've come to the wrong place.
You have a man who could die, possibly at any moment, and you're tweeting about this game of this magnitude is crucial to the regular season outcome. I see what he was trying to say, but the timing of the tweet and the way he worded it was ugly, was awful. That's not the tweet to put out there.
Always real, always fair, always honest.
Those of you curmudgeons that are like, well, Dion's all about himself. He has Prime on his shirt, and I don't like that. It's all about him. That's what these kids are after, and that's what Deion Sanders brings.
The whole show, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
No matter the sport, the position, or the level, when you compete to win. Give yourself the competitive advantage with SOAR. SOAR stands for Scientifically Oriented Athletic Regimen, a training program focused on helping athletes reach new levels of performance. Their balanced approach will never fail to build a well-rounded athlete. Rise above the competition and improve speed, agility, strength, power, conditioning, endurance, flexibility, balance, coordination, and reaction. Find them on Facebook at SOAR Athlete.
It's the Sportsman's Gun and Knife Show, January 21st and 22nd at the Greeley Mall East Building, Highway 34 and 23rd Avenue, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. Great deals on thousands of new and used firearms, ammo, knives, accessories, women's defense products, and much more. Our dealers buy, sell, and trade, plus $50 CCW classes both Saturday and Sunday. We'll have two free gun giveaways with proceeds going to American Heroes in Action. Must be present to win. For more info, visit PEShows.com. Join Harsh Outdoors at the PE Gun Shows January 21st and 22nd at the Greeley Mall East Building, Highway 34 and 23rd Avenue. We'll be featuring Black Rifle Coffee, Sig Sauer Air Products, Willie Pete's Chocolate, and a few of our off-road vehicles. If you can't make it to the show, come see us in Eaton, Colorado on Highway 85. Our football field-size showroom and store is packed full of the latest from Sig Sauer, Easy Go, Textron Off-Road, Arctic Cat, Husqvarna Power, and much more. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5:30, Saturday, 8 to 3. For more info, visit harshoutdoors.com.
Trust is not something that's handed to you. You have to earn it. J9 Insurance understands that and has built the trust of Northern Colorado one customer at a time. You're not just a policy number with the J9 Group. You're part of their family. The insurance world can get confusing, but the folks at J9 Insurance help take that confusion out of the process. There is no one-size-fits-all in insurance, and J9 will find that plan that is tailored to your needs. If you're looking to join the team or just need J9 Insurance, call them at 970-834-2009.
Good morning, Pete.
Good morning to you, Ron.
Thank you. And good morning to you, Spot. You're such a good boy.
It may be a good day in your neck of the woods, but in Eaton, it's always a Gould day. Gould Parts in Eaton has been serving Northern Colorado for better than 50 years with the best product line of car parts, truck parts, and big machine parts, highlighted by the quality name of Napa. Just call 454-3355 and let Gould Parts do the rest. Gould Parts in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Hear Bears basketball and the voice of the Bears. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back. Windsor High School tonight should be a loud crowd with the best pep band in America sitting in this stadium tonight. Love coming here for games. Great place to call a game. Always lively. It's a terrific place to watch high school basketball. It's not a big gym, but it's, man, they fill it up and they are loud here. So should be that way again tonight. Let's get to our starting lineups for Kevin Smith's team. Second year for Smith. They're 4-7, 0-2 in league play. They have lost five straight. They've lost 13 of the last 14 to the Windsor Wizards last year. Don't know what happened here, but a 44-33 game at Greeley West last year. So both teams taking a night off from scoring on that night. Wednesday night, Greeley West Spartans last time on the court, they lost 96-38 to the number three-ranked Meade Mavericks, Darren Reese's club. It was 64-14 at halftime. Believe me, they don't want to be behind by 50 at halftime here tonight. Starting lineups for Greeley West, Luis Garcia, 5'6 senior. He gets 11.5 points a game. These statistics for Kevin Smith are based on two games out of 11, so take it for what it is, but what they're showing right now. Skylar Propes will also start, 6'1 senior, 9 points a game this year. Jacob Flores, a 6'2 junior, gets 5 a game. Jose Roman, 5'10 senior, 8 points a game, and Thomas Golian, a 5'9 senior, 1.5 a basketball game. For the Windsor Wizards, John Rakeski's seventh year for this guy, continuing the winning tradition that Monty Alcaraz and Dustin Duncan sitting next to me here prospered with at this school, and have handed it over for 7 years now to Rakeski, still continuing to win basketball games. 6-4 on the year so far, 0-1 in league play. They won three straight after the break. They went to a Legend tournament. They beat Legend, Eagle Crest, and Cherokee Trail. And Wednesday night, they had the displeasure of playing at Longmont, and Jeff Kloster just said, hey, we're going to control the pace of the basketball game. They slowed it way down, and they took a 53-48 win over the Windsor Wizards. So David Hagman, 18 points, 5 rebounds to lead the Windsor Wizards on Wednesday. So they'll get back in the winning column tonight. It's just a matter of how much. Starting lineups look like this. Tanner Garcia, terrific point guard, 5'10 senior, 5.6 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Madden Smiley, that's Steve Smiley's son, the freshman. He's 6'4". He's averaging about 10 points a game. He will not play tonight. He is down with an injury. Undisclosed. I'm not sure what it is, but he is out of the lineup tonight. Clayton Wright, a 6'1 senior, 8.7 points a game. He'll be in the starting lineup. David Hagerman, that's the guy it goes through for the most part. 19 points a game, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. David Hagerman's the big guy. 26 is high this year against Vista Peak Prep. It's not his career high. Last year as a junior, he had 34 against Erie. John Backhouse, also 6'2 sophomore, starts 6 points a game, 3 rebounds. And Johnny Reed, the 6'6 senior, 6 points and 6 rebounds a basketball game. Those are your starters. We'll come back in a moment and get to our opening tip-off. That's next on Northern Colorado's Voice. It is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, everyone. This is Havala from Ask a Lawyer. You always hear me say, don't talk to the cops. But do you know why I'm saying that? It's because if the cops want to talk to you, it's because you are either a victim or a suspect. If you don't know why they want to talk to you, you are probably a suspect. You can tell the cops no and then have an attorney talk for you, which is why it is so important to have an attorney fighting on your behalf. An attorney can talk to the cops for you, and it cannot be used as evidence against you in a criminal case. Call me at 720-340-1373. What do you say when a cop pulls you over for a DUI? Nothing. But how do you answer when they ask you how much you have been drinking? You need to say nothing. The best answer is, I'm not going to answer your questions. Most people think they can tell the cops that they had 2 beers or 2 drinks. Wrong. You need to say nothing and call me at 720-340-1373. If you have a friend who talked to the cops, have them call me too.
Do you drive a German car? The sophisticated electrical system on your BMW or Mini Cooper is demanding and needs a healthy battery as the heart of the system. Replacing these batteries before they fail is crucial to preventing additional system faults. Auto Taylor has the batteries with the correct fit and function for your Audi, Mercedes-Benz, and BMW. And they perform the specialized installation procedures as well. Auto Taylor on 16th Street in Greeley, where we've been tailoring your European automotive service needs for over 25 years.
We cover more than just games.
Inside, lay it up and in, Mr. Desmond Williams with the pick and the score.
Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick talk about the most important matchups in prep sports.
They've been playing well. They've been on a nice run, had strong wins.
And interview the most important coaches.
Matt Johansson, Fossil Ridge basketball coach, jumps on.
I'm absolutely a shot clock person. I think we need to find a way to get it done. It prepares our kids for the future.
Clark and the coach. Weekdays at 10 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Are you tired of lousy internet and faceless customer service? It's time to experience local, honest, hassle-free, and exceptional. That's the Allo promise. We not only provide crazy fast fiber internet, crystal clear TV, and dependable phone service, but we choose to become a part of the communities we serve and love when everyone calls or stops by our store to say Allo. So don't settle for mediocre. Settle for exceptional with Allo. Visit us at allofiber.com/local.
Get retail therapy at Accessories with a Flair in Hair. No matter your style, your age, or your size, we have fun fashions and accessories for you. We're your go-to place for gifts, shopping parties, and fun. You might even hear someone play our grand piano. You'll get personalized service in our boutique, hair salon, makeup studio, and wig center. We're at 801 8th Avenue, Suite 4 in downtown Greeley. In any season, for any reason, you need flair.
2454 West Greeley, live music, bowling, and arcade at Chippers Lanes Greeley is obviously the place for bowling and arcade. But did you know it's the hottest spot around for live music? Now Chippers Lanes features dance floors and concerts while you bowl. With deals landing at the Greeley location like Kids Bowl Free and 50% off Mondays, you won't want to miss out. Learn more about daily specials and a full concert lineup at 2454west.com. 2454 West, live music, bowling, and arcade at Chippers Lanes.
For better than 40 years, Amco of Fort Collins has been a trusted name in car repair in northern Colorado. Now you can get that same expertise and unmatched customer service in Loveland. You can count on Amco of Loveland's certified techs to fix your car right the first time, every time. From transmissions to alignments or any of your total car care needs, and the best warranty in the business, contact Dave at the Loveland store today by calling 667-3006. Just across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower, that's Amco of Loveland.
Northern Colorado's voice and your home for Preps football, basketball, and baseball is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Really?
Welcome back to Windsor High School Preps Radio Friday night game of the week here at Windsor High School. They have announced the Greeley West starting lineup, as we said. Luis Garcia, Skylar Propes, Jacob Flores, Jose Roman, and Thomas Golian get the starts for Kevin Smith's club. For the Windsor Wizards, as we said, Tanner Garcia, Clayton Wright, David Hageman, Johnny Backus, and Johnny Reed in the starting lineup tonight. No Madden Smiley tonight out of the Windsor lineup with a undisclosed injury. So do not see him either dressed or in uniform tonight. So of course, I wouldn't know what he looked like. I know what Steve looks like, but it's as far as I can go. Of course, Madden Smiley's dad, Steve Smiley, the coach out at UNC. So figure out what we get here tonight as the Windsor Wizards look for win number 7 on the season. And they'd be a heavy favorite tonight. Interested to see how Greeley West does, trying to bounce back from getting beat 96-38, too. That takes a lot out of you, not physically, but that's a mental chore.
Yeah, but the nice thing about basketball is that quick turnaround.
Yeah, you bet.
You get a turnaround, and let's get back at it.
And you coach a lot of football as well. That's the horrible thing about football, man. You play a bad Saturday or Friday night, you got to wait a week usually to get back out on the field.
Yeah, with baseball and basketball, yep. You know, baseball, again,
instant correction.
Quick turnaround, and you get after it right away.
Love that as well. Clark Johnson, Dustin Duncan. Dustin, if you don't know, of course, 9 years here at Windsor High School as the varsity head basketball coach. And was 73% of the time came down with a W. Got to the state championship once. Got to the grade 8 a ton of times, didn't you?
Yeah. We did. The Final Four twice.
That's all good stuff, man. All right, here we go. Hopefully the voice will keep on rolling tonight. We'll find out. But here's the other thing. As I come in here with either Bruce Dick or Dustin Duncan, and they know the entire town. Always makes my ego feel good when nobody knows who I am, but everybody knows who the guy sitting next to me is. That's why we do this, though, so have a little bit of credibility. It is going to be Jacob Flores and David Hageman who will jump center here. Love this place to call a game. Where'd the band go? Maybe they're not going to be here for the varsity game. They were here for the girls' game. Here's the tip. And the Windsor Wizards going to have the basketball. Tanner Garcia, the point guard, give it to Hageman in the backcourt. David gets almost 20 a game. Give it up for Clayton Wright. Left-hand side now. This is Backus outside the arc left wing. Top of the key. They go down low to Garcia, and he's fouled. There you have Tanner Garcia, a 5'10 senior, posting up down low and taking a beating down there.
He did, and the other Garcia was on him. And we used to do that with Donovan Suman a lot.
But Donovan Suman, there's a name. Holy cow. Now a defensive coordinator at Roosevelt on the football side. Here's Clayton Wright for three out of the corner. He nails it. Clayton Wright opens up the scoring for Windsor.
Had a good look at it and knocked it down.
That's Windsor basketball, man. Here is Luis Garcia down the lane, throw up the runner. That's off the rim, no good. Rebounds off, and Johnny Reed's got it. Here comes Reed to the front court. Outside for Clayton Wright. Dips, dives to the hole, and it's knocked out of bounds. It'll be Windsor basketball here. 36 ticks into our first quarter, 3-0 for the Wiz. Inbound here for Clayton Wright. He'll get it into Hageman. A little jumper, no, but a foul. He got pushed on the shot. So David Hagman's going to get two free throws, and he's a terrific free throw shooter at 76%. So his brother Ben, who played here too, terrific player as well. All right, first free throw coming for David. 19.1 points a game, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. And the free throw rolls around and gets the shooter's touch. So 4-0 for the Wizards. Folks, thanks to my good friends at Amco Fort Collins, Amco of Loveland. They are simply putting the care back into car care. They got you in both towns now. They are my guys. I stand behind them. So should you. It's Amco of Fort Collins and Amco of Loveland. Both free throws good. The lead is 5 here. 5-0 for the Wiz. Ball to the front court. Here's Garcia in trouble. Gets it outside to Skylar Propes. Propes with it. Go back top of the key. Thomas Golian's going to end up with it. But just trying to get on track here offensively. Greeley West, Kevin Smith's team, looks like they're in a little bit of trouble. Out top is Garcia. Right wing now to Jose Roman. Baseline pass, and he threw it away. He just baseballed it. It threw the players and into the crowd.
Guy collapsed. He should have jump stopped when he had a guy open.
Absolutely. The jump stop. I feel like that's kind of a forgotten thing at times. Into the backcourt. They go to Hageman. Now to Garcia. He'll get it up to the front here. Here is Clayton right down the lane. He'll dish. Nice pass inside. Couldn't get it to go. Johnny Reed tried to get it to pop up off the glass, but he's fouled. So Reed's going to get to the foul line. 5-0 for the Wizards. And John Reed will go to the line and shoot a pair.
After that last free throw, Windsor came out in a 2-1-2 press. It'd be interesting to see if they do it again.
Free throw on the way, and that one rolls off the lip of the rim. No good. So Reed will have another one. 71% foul shooter. We were talking about the number that coaches put on your team to shoot free throws, and probably different each team, but I always think 70%, and that's right where the Wizards are. 70% as a team, that's not a bad number. Second one was good. It's 6-0 for Windsor. Windsor girls, I didn't see the final score in the girls game, but they won. It was 81-15 or something last I looked. But the Windsor girls beat up Greeley West tonight as well. Down the lane comes Probst, throws it up off the rim, no good. Rebound to Reed, he saves it. Gets the ball to Clayton Wright. Ball to the front court to Hageman. Here comes David in the lane. Nice pass to the cutting Clayton Wright, and he lays it in hoop and the harm. David Hageman, I mean, you got to go to him because he can score so well, but he can dish too. He's averaging, three assists a game. That's a good number when you're getting 19 yourself. Here's Wright at the free throw line. That's on the way and good. It's 9-0. Winds are off to this is kind of the start we thought they'd get here. Ball to the front court, Probst with it. Gets trapped in the corner, give it up for Golian. Thomas for three, that's no good. Rebounds off and Backus has got it. Front court now, Backus with the basketball. He's a 6'2 sophomore, Johnny Backus. Back outside now to Hageman. He'll go to the hole in deep. Tries to slam it. It's off the front of the rim, and caroms back behind the backboard out of bounds. Almost got one to bring the house down here, David Hageman, but it's out of bounds to Greeley West. How about that run to the goal?
That was a good job attacking the rim.
It was. Coaches like that effort. Here, ball to the front court. It's Probst in trouble. Give it out to Golian now. Boy, Windsor really looked good defensively. They're moving their feet. They're on top of the basketball. Outside with it here, that's River Ortiz who's checked in. Give it up for Golian down. There's a foul on. Oh, that's an offensive foul. Got him with a little push off, Golian, that time. Yeah, you're looking like me, like you didn't think that was. Yeah, I thought it was a block. But
let him play.
Yep. Yeah, if they're going to call it there, I'm going to say that Clayton Wright stepped in the middle of him. But 5:52 left in the first. 9-0 for Windsor. Here comes Tanner Garcia to the front court. Now the point guard. Terrific basketball mind. Goes to David Hageman outside. Pass to the top of the key, Jonathan Reed. Give it up now for Clayton Wright. He wants three on the way. Bingo. Clayton Wright, I think he's going to have a big night.
Greeley West has got to be on the board. They're calling a timeout.
Yeah,
to
they
see
are.
What happens.
Kevin Smith is going to want to talk about this. We're 2.5 minutes in. Clayton Wright's got 9 already, and it's 12-0 for the Wizards. We'll take a timeout. 30-second break. Come back. This one's brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice. It's 103.1. And 1310 KFKA.
For over 40 years, AMCO of Fort Collins has been Northern Colorado's leader in transmission and vehicle repair. You can count on AMCO's certified technicians to diagnose and fix your car right the first time. From transmissions to brakes and alignments to scheduled maintenance, AMCO does it all with the best warranty in the business. So for your total car care needs, give Lance a call at 226-4477 and schedule an appointment today. AMCO of Fort Collins is a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
The UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
5 minutes and 32 seconds to go here in the first quarter at Windsor High School. Late starting game tonight. Got started about 7:50 this evening. So call the babysitter. We'll be here a little bit. 12-0 for the Windsor Wizards. Boy, just a fast start. Greeley West. Kevin Smith needed a timeout there, but, boy, you've put yourself in a hole here already.
Yeah, like you said at the start, don't dig that hole that you got to get out of.
They took their shovel and they dug away. Here we go. Roman to inbound to basketball. Give it to Skylar Probst in the backcourt for Greeley West. They'll try to break this goose egg that's on the scoreboard here. Give it up for Jose Roman to the hole. In deep, he'll throw it up. No, but a foul. Now Roman got away with a travel that time, but foul here. I think they get Tanner Garcia. No, that's Backus with the call. So John Backus, the 6'2 sophomore, picks up his first. At the free throw line, Jose Roman. Free throw on the way, and that's perfect. All right, next one coming. Don't have a lot of stats for Greeley West. Sorry, Kevin Smith hasn't posted them. Just got two games worth up there out of 11 so far. It said Roman was a 47% foul shooter, but he makes those two. All right, 12-2. Greeley West is on the scoreboard. Here comes Tanner Garcia to the front court. River Ortiz got him defensively. Give it up outside for Backus, top of the key now to Clayton Wright. Wright's going to go back to Reed. Jonathan Reed into the hole. Gives it up for Garcia down the lane. Little four-footer in the lane. That's no good. Rebound up and grabbing it is Jacob Flores. Greeley West will come the other way. Chance to cut it to eight, maybe even seven here. Down the lane is Probst. All the way, throw it up, no. Rebounds off, fought for. Hageman come back from the out-of-bounds line. Yeah, he didn't make himself in play before he came back and then took possession of the basketball. So it's out-of-bounds to the Greeley West Spartans. Probst inbounds in the quarter, gets it out to Golian. Right side here, Flores will go to Probst. He's going to back up and fire a three. That's on the way. In and out, no good. Rebound comes off, and Jonathan Reed's got it. Give it up for Wright. Here comes Clayton to the hole. In deep all the way. Good block that time. Jacob Flores came over and said, no, not here.
That was a heck of a block coming from the backside.
Clayton Wright, he's got his mind on business tonight. He's got a couple of trays, a field goal, and a free throw. 9 points. Here he goes again for another three. On the way. Bingo. Boom. Wright's got 12 of the 15 for the Windsor Wizards. Down low, they threw it away. Reed's got the steal. Here comes Jonathan. People in front of him. Get it to Clayton Wright. It's off of his hands, though, and out of bounds with 4:16 to play here in our first quarter. Well, if it goes like this for the next 40 minutes or so, Dustin, we're going to be talking about a lot of other things tonight.
Yes, we will.
So, just waiting. Are you an NFL guy at all?
Yeah, I like NFL a lot.
This is a weekend, and I've got to go to California for some family stuff, but I'll be peeking. I guarantee it. All right, in the backcourt, here is a new player in for Greeley West, and that is number 11, Christian Villarosa. Shot down low here, and they missed. Rebounds off, and they'll come the other way. Backus going to give it up for Hageman. Hageman wants to deal. Down the lane, in deep, all the way. Good block again. Second one in a row for Flores.
Yeah, and it was off of Hageman, so it's coming Greeley West way.
You got to put your hat on something if you're Greeley West so far. And a couple of good defensive plays for Jacob Flores. They'll take it. 15-2, Wizards lead. Folks, you're hungry. A&W and Eat take care of you. They're getting ready to chop it up for the night. But 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., Shannon and Tammy down there. They're also looking for a ton of workers. They're killing it down there. You want to be on a great staff, go get a job at A&W and Eaton. But they also got Uber Eats. You can get your A&W Eaton at home now. In the lane is Probst. Throw it up on the rim, and he got it.
That was a heck of a spin move coming back across the key.
Sure was. Skylar Probst, the 6'1 senior. It's the second bucket here for Greeley West. Here's Hageman in the corner. Spin the ball to Clayton Wright. Has got 12 here in the first quarter. Down the lane, Wright. Throw up the runner. That's blocked. Third one in a row for Flores. Okay, that's what he does. Maybe a head fake. Get him up in the air and go, yeah. Right? Outside with the basketball here. That is Andrew Zepeda. Zepeda with it. Give it to Roman. He's down the lane. Throws up the runner. No, but a foul. And I think they get Tanner Garcia. They do. This is only the second team foul on the Wizards so far. Greeley West has been saddled with five. It's the first foul against Tanner Garcia, the point guard, here for the Wizards. Roman to the foul line, made a couple earlier. That one spins out, no good. Two of three at the foul line for Jose Roman, a 5'10 senior for Greeley West here. We'll have more Greeley West basketball Tuesday night when Greeley Central and Greeley West bash each other around on Greeley West's home court. Roman line drives the second one home.
3 for 4.
The man is doing it. It's like I said, in 47%, I don't know, in two games. I don't know what two games Kevin Smith put numbers on of the 11. But Roman can shoot it, 3 of 4 tonight, as Dustin just said. Here's Clayton Wright to the front court with a basketball to give it to Backus. Back outside, nice pass. Clayton Wright looks down low, got the basketball to Colby Shuck, and he laid it home.
That was a good slip on that screen.
I like what I've seen from Clayton Wright so far. Holy cow. Got his mind on offense, but he's got his head up. That time saw Colby Shuck on the drop to the basket. Here is Jacob Flores outside the blocking machine. Give it up to Probst outside the basket. Or this, I take that back. That's Zepeda with a basketball. Now to Probst. Gets a screen from Zepeda. Here's Golian out of the corner for three. Yeah. Thomas Golian knocks down a tray. That doubles his three output for the year. He had one coming in. Well, again, we really don't know. Give the ball outside here. Belongs to Colby Shuck. Off a screen. Here's Garcia to the hole. In deep. Good look. Outside for Backus for three. No good. Rebound is off. Tanner Garcia again going to the bucket and getting it. Dishes beautifully. And right there to lay it in is Colby Shuck.
Did a good job giving that up.
Sure did. Garcia went and got the offensive board. He's one of those guys, too. He'll score, he'll assist, he'll get rebounds, steal the basketball. He just does it all. He'll fill up that scorecard. Down the lane, here's Garcia. A little five-footer. That's short. He short-armed it in the lane. Rebound is off. Fought for. Garcia's on the floor. Can he get rid of it? No, a foul on Greeley West. 1:24 to go in a quarter. This is going to be the sixth Greeley West foul the basketball game. So not enough to walk to the other end. Officials tonight, Jeff Maxey, Paul Weber. Man, am I glad to see him out there. I knew he was back. Paul Weber's the referee, of course, longtime veteran official, great official here in Colorado. Went down last year on the court and had to be revived. Kind of a DeMar situation, DeMar Hamlin. Great to see these guys getting their breath back, and great to see Paul back out on the court, man. He looks fantastic.
Yes, he does.
So you get Weber, you get Maxey, and I don't know who the third one is out of
Mike,
the corner.
Can't remember Mike's last name.
They all knew you.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
It's been a while, too, so your memory lingers here in the halls of Windsor High School. Here's the inbound for Clayton Wright. 19-8, Windsor in front. 60 seconds to go in a quarter. Right for three on the way. Look at this guy light it up. Four trays. He's got 15 points in the quarter. Basketball belongs outside for Probst. It's 22-8. 15 of the 22 for Clayton Wright here for the Windsor Wizards here in the first quarter. 40 seconds left. Here's Roman outside. Wright's got him. Down the lane, tipped away, almost stolen. Roman's got it back. Baseline, he'll try to go up here, throw it up, no good, ball tipped out, here come the Wizards the other way. Brady Bostic going to give it off. Garcia almost lost it out of bounds. They did. Bostic is a 6'7 senior, 1.3 points a game, 3 rebounds, so doesn't get a ton of time, but he's that reliever off the bench to give Hageman a little bit of time, and Jonathan Reed can step out for a second. Here we go, inbound to the backcourt. It's Golian with 25 ticks left. Give it up for Skylar Probst to the front court now for Greeley West. 14-point lead, Windsor. Windsor's won 13 of the last 14 in this series. Here's the back cut. Ball knocked away, and Probst has got it. Good look for down the lane, throwing it up off the glass and in. That is Colby Shuck. He's got 6 here in the quarter. Final 3 seconds. Does Ortiz know they're up against it? He'll throw it up, and no good. And we have finished one quarter of play here at Windsor High School. Windsor 24, Greeley West 8. We'll come back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank. Northern Colorado's voice. It's 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Back, folks. Clark Johnson, Dustin Duncan with you on a Friday night from Windsor. 24-8. the Windsor Wizards after one, and they'll open up the second quarter. It'll be Greeley West basketball to the front court here. Here is Probst with it. He wants to go to the hole in deep, put it up, no. Knocked away and taken by Colby Shuck. He'll get it to Tanner Garcia. Garcia always with his head up. Give it to Hagman down the lane, baseline, fall away, 15-footer, bingo.
That's a good shot. There's not many guys that are going to stop that.
Four for Hageman. They didn't need him a ton in the first quarter. It was the Clayton Wright show. Down the lane here, blocked away. Jonathan Reed with a block to Hageman the other way, and it's stolen from behind and knocked out of bounds by Jacob Flores again. Flores has been all over the place for Greeley West. Mr. Hustle out there. All right, 26-8. Inbound here for the Windsor Wizards. They get the basketball in outside here to Garcia. Down low. That's Bostic. He'll back it in and miss the big 6'7 senior. Rebound is off, and Greeley West has got it in the backcourt. It is Skyler Probst. Probst to the front court. River Ortiz with it now. Ortiz dribbles right hand side to Roman. He wants three. Jose on the way. Bingo. Jose, can you see? He can.
Feet were set. Had a good look. Knocked it down.
Six of the Spartans, 11 points off the hands of Jose Roman. Ball to the front court. A minute and 5 seconds into the second quarter here at Windsor High School. 15-point Windsor lead. Hageman wants three. On the way, off the rim, no good. Ball tipped out. Shuck's got the rebound. Throw up a little four-footer, and he got it. Colby Shuck with eight in the ballgame. All right, front court here for the Greeley West Spartans. 17-point deficit now. Ortiz, top of the key. Spins out of there. Give it up for Jacob Flores. Now to Probst. He'll get a screen from Flores around a long three. That's off the back of the rim. Hit the guy wire, but they don't call it. Is that in play?
No, it should
be out. I don't think so. We had a great angle of it. Maybe the referees didn't. Down the lane is Shuck. He misses. Tanner Garcia fights for another rebound. What a dish. Inside to Shuck, and he puts it in. Shuck's got 10 now. Wright's got 15. That's 25 of the 30 for those two guys. Down the lane is Roman here. He'll throw it up. Nice block by Bostic, and he got charged with a foul. So Brady Bostic, the 6'7 senior, didn't have to jump much there. And he's got a long reach.
He does, you know. And
like to see his reach up against Zach Grables. Grables long, man.
He is long.
Whew. How tall is Grable, Zach Grable?
6'3".
He's about 6'3". He plays like he's like 6'7", 6'8". I mean, he just plays like a bigger guy.
He does.
Free throw by Roman is good. All right, next one coming for Jose here. 5:56 to play until halftime. 30-12. Windsor in front by 18 here tonight. That free throw is good by Roman. 5 for 6 to line for Jose. 8 points in the ballgame. All right, backcourt here for Tanner Garcia. Get the past the timeline, and we got a, what do we got? I think the clock was not operating correctly, and one of the referees sees it and says, let's get that thing figured out. 5:53 left now. Here in the second quarter. 30-13. Windsor in front by 17. Hageman with the basketball. Give it up for Shuck. Dribbles it off his foot out of bounds. That's always a bummer, but nothing you can do about it. Wear smaller shoes, I suppose. 5:44 left. It'll be Greeley West basketball to inbound right here. Thank you to my good friends at TBK Bank, folks. When it's time to go the extra mile, TBK Bank doesn't hesitate. They're committed to the people and businesses of Northern Colorado. TBK Bank, SSB member, FDIC. All right, inbound of the backcourt. Ortiz will come with it. Give it up for Probst. Russell around a screen down the lane. Kick it in the corner, and Flores wants three. On the way, back of the rim, no. Rebound is off and taken by Colby Shuck. He'll get it to Tanner Garcia. He'll put his head up, and here he comes. Front court. Nice dish to Shuck, and he just couldn't handle it. I don't like Tanner Garcia. I like watching him. But you got to be ready, though.
He's quick.
He's going to get it to you even when you're not looking. Yeah. All right, the inbound here in the front court. Outside, Hageman wants three off the back of the rim. Here comes Tanner Garcia for another offensive rebound. Get it to Bostic. Down the lane, gives it back here to Garcia and a foul. Tanner Garcia is a 5'10 senior. He averages 4 rebounds a game. He's got about 5 tonight. I think he's got 3 offensive boards tonight. Bostic gets free throws here. Brady Bostic to the foul line here. 4 for 11 at the stripe this year, and the lefty fires it, and it's perfect. That moves him up to 33%. Tanner Garcia is going to get a rest. Well, is he coming out? Yeah, he is. John Rakeski with a big smile up to greet him as he comes off the court. He played really well here in the first half so far. Next one misses, and Jacob Flores has got the rebound. Flores is athletic, that's for sure.
He is.
Get the ball outside to Ortiz. River with the basketball here. Where's he going to go? Tries to get it inside. Clayton Wright, nice job defensively. Ball almost stolen. Flores comes outside. Again. Yeah, Flores again. Here's Probst for 3. That's good. Skylar Probst has 5 in the ballgame. Windsor right back the other way. Jonathan Reed outside for Shuck. Left wing outside the arc. Give it to Hagman, top of the key. Down low, Hagman got the ball inside to Jonathan Reed, but he couldn't find a handle. And Jacob Flores comes away with it here for West. Probst to the front court. Saw Zepeda breaking, but couldn't get him the ball. Knocked away there. Ball goes to Hagman. He may be going downtown here. Hagman in deep. He'll just lay it home. Nice choice.
That was a very good decision.
He was getting dogged that time from behind, so the dunk went away. Just laid it in and took care of business. Here's Probst outside in the corner. Pass goes inside. Zepeda down the lane, rejected by Bostic. Here they come the other way. Give it to Clayton Wright. Down the lane all the way. Throw it up and in.
Every time Greeley Russ kind of makes a run,
yep.
Windsor answers.
17 for Clayton Wright here in the first half. Ortiz for 3. In and out. Rebounds off. Bostic's got another one. 35-16. The lead is 19 now for Windsor. Hagman to the front court. Step, bop, 15-footer, bingo. 6 in the quarter, 8 in the game for Hagman. Front court here. Ball goes outside. Windsor may have more points in the first half than they had all night last, or Wednesday night against Jeff Kloster's team down at Longmont. Here's a shot no good there. Rebound is off and taken by Windsor again. Hagerman will come the other way. Down the lane, in deep, give it up for Bostic. He's fouled going to the basket. One of the things I like about Hagman, too, 19 points a game, but he's unselfish.
Yeah,
he'll give it up.
Quiet.
No. All right, Bostic to the foul line here. Need some car repair or maintenance on your car, folks? AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. That's where you're going to get it done. 40 years. You got Lance Pickett over there in the Fort Collins store, working with Don Scott for the better part of the 40 years. So is Dave Martin, over 30 years with Don. He's got the Loveland store now. You can kill it either way. AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Everything, not just transmissions anymore, too, folks. They take care of my car bumper to bumper. It is AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. I couldn't do without them, neither can you. Give them a call today. It's AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, putting the care back into car care. All right, Bostic jumps out here. Good effort for him. Went to the boards a bunch. Here's Golding into the backcourt. Going to give the basketball up for Luis Garcia. Garcia to the front court. Gives a little push off of Clayton right there. No harm, no foul. Give it to Golian. Here's Ortiz outside the arc, right-hand side. They come out to double-team him. Back cut to Roman. Jose inside. Put it up and in. Basket counts and a foul. Good work that time by Greeley West. I know they're getting beat up here, but fundamentally that time they got the back cut. They got the ball to him. They got the hoop and the harm.
They did, and they get the end one and hopefully knocks it down and see what happens.
All right, Roman back to the foul line. Jose's got 7 in the quarter. He's got 10 in the basketball game now. 39-18. Windsor in front by 21 here. 2:51 to play until halftime. All right, Jose's free throw on the way. That's good. 20-point ball game again, and now an inadvertent buzzer. We'll keep playing. Ball to the front court. Here's Clayton Wright with it. Garcia's got him. Back cut to Hageman. All the way down the lane. Throw it up off the glass and in. David Hageman, 8 in the quarter, 10 in the ballgame. Clayton Wright's just playing great. Head up that time again, getting the assist. Ball to the front court. Getting an assist on a night when he's got 17 points here in the first half. Here's Garcia with it. Outside Luis. Where's he going to go? Tries to drive on right, get it outside to Probst. Baseline outside the arc. Give it up top of the key between the circles now. That's Jacob Flores. Right side, Garcia for three. That's no good. Shuck drops the rebound. It goes to Golian. West is going to get a second chance here. Probst for three. He can shoot. Skyler Probst knocks down the tray.
Looks like Podorf.
That's right. Clay Podorf. How about that? Just brought back a memory. Ball to the front court. Terrific multi-sport athlete from Greeley West years gone by. Outside with it now. Give it up for Hageman. He wants three. David on the way. Yes, sir.
That was a good answer by David.
Sure was. 11 in the quarter for Hageman. 13 in the game. 44-22. Wizards scored 48 points on Wednesday against Longmont. They're 4 points away from that right now. Ball knocked away. But I can tell you right now, this game's twice as fast as the one they played the other day against Jeff's team. So, yeah. That's got, for a team that wants to go to, there's nothing. And Rakeski's team, the Windsor Wizards, they're adaptable, but they want to run. They want to get out and go. And when a team holds the basketball and takes that pace away from them, it's very frustrating. All right, here's the inbound in the backcourt. Golian for Greeley West with 90 seconds left here in the first half. Ball outside for River Ortiz. Hageman's going to go out there and guard him. Hageman, they may show 6'3 on the board, but he looks like he plays 6'5, 6'6.
Yes, he does.
Outside to Roman. Jose spins in the lane, lost a basketball. Gives it up now for... Who is that? That is Christian Villarosa. Back into the ballgame here for Kevin Smith's club. All right, Wizards with the basketball now. Here comes Tanner Garcia to the front court. They've doubled him, 44-22, a minute to go in the first half. And a foul outside or a tie. What do we get? So that's Paul Weber, right? Next to the coach. Look at Weber looking at him, just going, yeah. You're this close right now is what I think he's saying. And Kevin Smith's having a full-on conversation with referee Paul Weber right here. Weber says, that's enough. Sit down. He got his say in.
He did. Jeff did a good job listening.
Was that Maxie?
Yeah.
Oh, it was. I get him and Weber mixed up here. All right, ball in the front court belongs to Clayton Wright. 56 seconds to play in the half. 44-22 Windsor. Outside for Tanner Garcia. The top of the key here for Jonathan Reed, and they got a push. So Reed's going to go to the foul line here. Let's see who they get. Foul here against Greeley West. Jose Roman, who's done the majority of the scoring. Well, Probst has 8. Roman, and Jose got the foul there. Free throw is good by Jonathan Reed. 71% foul shooter. Reed with another one coming here. 45-22, 48 seconds to play in the half. Free throw on the way. That's off the back of the rim. No good. Tipped out, and Jonathan Reed gets his own rebound back. He'll drive the lane. What do they got?
Double dribble.
Yeah, I thought he had dribbled earlier. At least a controlled tap, and they called that a dribble. Tried to pick it up and go to the hoop after that, and they called double time on him. So West gets the basketball now with 40 seconds to play here in the half. Garcia to the front court. Tipped away, ball stolen. Yep, off his foot out of bounds. Nice job, David Hageman, that time. Well, now Windsor goes back on offense. 38 seconds to play in the half. There's the inbound. They lead by 23. Backcourt, it is Tanner Garcia. Garcia's got him defensively. Give it outside to Shuck. He'll go top of the key to Reed. Looks at Garcia, gives him the basketball. Now he goes set up a screen for him. Around it, down the lane, the kick to the corner. It's out of bounds off of Shuck. Skipped off the defender, River Ortiz's hand, then off of Colby Shuck's hand for Windsor and out of bounds. 22 seconds left. It's been an ugly final minute here. Team's just trading turnovers. Ball in the backcourt. It's Jose Roman for Greeley West to the front court. Now pushes off, gets separation, passes outside. This is River Ortiz for three. Yes, sir. River Ortiz. Knocked away and almost stolen to the backcourt. Here's Garcia, and they got a hold with 5 seconds to go in a quarter. Or the half, I should say. Not sure if Garcia is going to be able to get out of that and get himself in a spot to do some damage, but get some help with the foul. Garcia, nothing on the scoreboard here so far scoring-wise, but you know he's got some dimes and he certainly has some rebounds in the ballgame. And he is leading this offense. Free throw on the way, and that's perfect. 76% foul shooter. 46-25. Try to go up by 22 if they can hit this one. That's on the way. It's off the front of the rim. No good. Tipped out. And this one's out of bounds. Who? Greeley West. 3 seconds to play in the half. All right. Inbound coming. Halftime coming up, folks. So you'll get to some relief from my raspy voice here tonight. To the front court, and that's going to do it. Ball lofted into the court. We're done with a half of basketball here at Windsor High School. Windsor leads Greeley West 21 points, 46-25. We'll come back with the halftime show in a moment right here. This time I brought to you by TDK Bank, Northern Colorado's voice. It's 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new, lower car insurance rates in Colorado, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent Mark Larson at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent Mark Larson is ready to help you save in Northern Colorado. Call Mark today at 970-356-8700. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
For better than 40 years, AAMCO of Fort Collins has been a trusted name in car repair in Northern Colorado. Now you can get that same expertise and unmatched customer service in Loveland. You can count on AAMCO of Loveland's certified techs to fix your car right the first time, every time. From transmissions to alignments or any of your total car care needs, and the best warranty in the business, contact Dave at the Loveland store today by calling 667-3006. Just across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower, that's AAMCO of Loveland.
All right, welcome back to the halftime show here at Windsor High School tonight. Preps Radio on a Friday night. Clark Johnson and Dustin Duncan with you, and it's been mostly the Wizards here tonight, 46-25. Took over from the start. They just got up and down the court. Well, Clayton Wright, great first half for him getting this team. Love watching Tanner Garcia with the basketball. A great effort for him in the first half, too. And for Greeley West, I mean, give some kudos to Jacob Flores. Played a good first half, had some great blocks, and he hustled.
Yeah, he did. He helped carry him a little bit. Then Jose Roman, you know, he
11 points for Jose. Yeah, so
well.
Yep, not a bad combo for Greeley West. Boy, not much else happening for them here tonight. They're coming off a 96-38 loss to Meade on Wednesday, and now here they are against another terrific team in the Windsor Wizards and trailing by 21 at halftime. For Greeley West, it was Jose Roman with 11. Skylar Probst had 8 in the first half, and 3 points each for River Ortiz and Thomas Colian. For the Windsor Wizards, they were led by Clayton Wright. He had 15 in the first quarter, including 4 trays. A bucket in the second quarter, so 17 for Clayton in the basketball game. David Hageman had 11 in the second quarter. He's got 14 here at the break. Colby Shuck has 10, 2 points each for Jonathan Reed and Tanner Garcia in the basketball game. 46-25, the Windsor Wizards are in front in this one. So should be interesting. For Windsor, you just go on, do what you're doing in the first half. You're going to have your backups get some playing time tonight. That's always the good thing, too. Even though you beat up a team, you can see some of your younger players get some court time as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, get those guys on the court, give them some minutes, that quality minutes here the second half.
All right, Dustin and I come back second half. When we return, we will come back in a moment right here with our second half. It is 46-25, Wizards in front. Take this time out. It's brought to you by TDK Bank of Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All righty, welcome back here. Windsor High School gets set for the second half. Clark Johnson, Dustin Duncan with you. 46-25. Windsor in front by 21 at the break. All right, here we go. Greeley West will inbound to basketball. See what happens here in the second half. Windsor's going to get the win, obviously, tonight. We knew that coming in. They'll go to 7-4 once they get this 16 minutes of basketball out of the way here. Ball outside to Jose Roman, who looks like he's having a little issue with his balance there. Now he collects himself, get the basketball out to Thomas Golian. Golian looked for the back cut. It was Probst, couldn't get it there. Give it outside to Garcia. Luis left-handed dribble against Tanner Garcia. Give it up now outside. There he is, Jacob Flores. He'll go to Probst, back to Garcia. Launches the three on the way, bingo. Move the ball well and hit the shot.
All five guys touched it.
Knocked out of bounds in the front court. Here we go, 46-28. The lead is 18 right now. Greeley West just kind of trying to hang in there a little bit. Inbound here for Hageman. Going to go down low. Pass from half court into the low post to Jonathan Reed. Turnaround jump hook, no. Jonathan gets his own rebound back, puts it up. That's blocked. He'll go back again outside with it to Clayton Wright. 14-footer, free throw line, no good. Three shots. Here comes the fourth one coming up. Offensive rebound, City. Inside to Reed, put it up. Basket counts. No, it doesn't go, but he's fouled. And John Riquesti's team right there just hitting the offensive boards.
Yeah, four opportunities to, you know, Greeley West did a good job. If they box out, it's going the other way.
You're down 18 or 20. You can't give them four chances. Here's Reed with the free throw. Bingo. Three for Jonathan Reed, 71% foul shooter this year for the Windsor Wizards. Next one on the way, back of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound again, put back up and in, John Backhouse. Greeley West kind of standing around right now. 49-28, ball to the front court. Here's Jose Roman, puts the shoulder down into Tanner Garcia. Gets it to Roman down low. Roman really is the bruiser. He looks like a football player.
Yeah, he does.
Jose's got 13 in the ballgame now. 49-30 to lead 19. Outside for Jonathan Reed. Looked at the three, thought better of it. Inside to Hageman. He'll turn, go to the right side. He's double teamed. Top of the key to Clayton Wright. Looked like he traveled into the corner. Garcia for three. On the way, front of the rim, no good. Tipped out. Nice play, Jonathan Reed. Keeps the ball alive. Look at the second and third and fourth opportunities. That's Golian with two fouls out there. Man, he's hitting Hageman hard. Another offensive rebound off the miss. Down low is Clayton Wright. Zips it over to Reed. He wants three on the way. Yes, sir, Jonathan Reed.
Too many opportunities.
Boy, that's the understatement of the year right there by Coach Duncan. That's for sure. Having an offensive rebound fest here in the third quarter. Ball knocked away. Second chance here for West. It's Garcia who just nailed a three. Give it to Jose Roman, the fullback. Roman with it. Where did he want it? He wanted to go to Golian, but nice job defensively for the Wizards that time. John Backus. And a jump ball. So 5:40 left in your third quarter. 52-30. Windsor by 22 right now.
Definitely letting them play a little more physical this half.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Thank you. Was watching the girls' game, and there were 314 whistles in about a minute and a half during that game. Here's a three on the way by Clayton Wright, who had 17 in the first half. This one off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound to Greeley West. Outside for Roman, left wing. Going to try to drive here, this time in deep. Just bulls his way in, misses the shot, rebounds off. Reed's got it. Give it to Hageman. Hageman left-hand side. He just threw it away. Probst snuck in front. And Skylar Probst with a steal. Baseball pass to Roman. Jose wants three. On the way. Front of the rim. No good. Rebound Jonathan Reed. Front court for Wright. He'll kick it in the corner. Backus tries the three. On the way. Front of the rim. No good. Ball tipped out. Roman's got it. Collision won't put him anywhere. He's a thick kid. Ball comes the other way to Probst here. 4:48 left third quarter. Long three by Probst. No good. Rebound is off, and Hageman's got it. Here comes David down the lane, in deep all the way. He went coast to coast, and David Hageman lays it in. He's got 16 in the ballgame now. 4.5 to go here in the third. Probst with the basketball outside left wing. almost stolen on the cross-court pass by Tanner Garcia. Now Garcia into the corner. He's all over the court. Just couldn't control it right there. Tanner Garcia is one of those guys, Coach, that just his feet never stop moving. He just is always moving somewhere.
He is, and he double teams a lot, and guys aren't expecting it.
That's for sure. Inbound here, River Ortiz outside the arc. Backus has got him. Ortiz, where are you going to go here with the basketball? Trying to get it to Luis Garcia and finally does. Garcia will stop and pop anywhere inside the parking lot, so we'll see what he does here. He backs it all the way out. Now he'll attack against Backus. Stop, pop, about a 26-footer, no good. Rebound is off, tipped off the hands of River Ortiz into the corner, and he ran it down.
Another offensive rebound.
Yep, another one. Both teams, really. Here's Probst outside. Skyler give it up for Thomas Golian. Right wing outside the arc. Clayton's got right as him defensively. 24-point Windsor lead. Golian wants to go to the hole against Garcia. Nice dish. Probst down to baseline. Throw it up off the glass and in. Good play, Skyler Probst.
Four high set. Got him a layup.
A little back door on it. And Probst able to lay it off the glass. 54, I should say. 54-32, 22-point advantage. Hageman outside, wants three. Front of the rim, no good, but he's going to show. Oh, it did go. And he's going to get a free throw. They fouled him anyway, and I was about to say, well, it's going to roll off, and he's going to get three free throws. He gets one because he just knocked down a tray, and he's laughing about it right now. Hageman's got 19 in the ball game now. And he can make his free throw here, his 20th point of the night. Averages 19.1 points a game. Clayton Wright averages just a tad under 9 points a game. He's got 17 at the breaks. Has not scored here in the second half. All right, Hageman to the free throw line, tries to make it a 23-point ball game. Free throw on the way, front of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, back is put back up, no. Tipped out, finally Greeley West has the basketball. Front court to Probst now down the right-hand side. Probst into the corner, spin move, no. They got a push from behind here. Backus is going to get the foul. It's the first on Windsor here in the quarter. There's only been three fouls in the 5 minutes we've played here in the quarter. Inbound for Greeley West. In the corner to Golian. Wright's got him defensively. Good bounce pass down low to the 5'6", Luis Garcia. Outside to River Ortiz. Ortiz back cut through it right to Hageman. Steal. Hageman goes to Backus, has it tipped out of his hands. Ball knocked away on the floor, taken by Hageman. He'll score, but this is going to be wiped away. We got a foul call here. And they're going to get Jacob Flores here. No, it's Ortiz. I take that back. 14, not 13. Second one on Ortiz. Third team foul inbound here for Windsor. 2:50 left in the third. Right outside, wants three. On the way, oh, that is a thing of beauty. Clayton Wright for three.
That's his first bucket of the half, isn't it?
That's his first points of the second half. He's got 20 now. So he's got 20, and Hageman's got 19. Probst to the hole. In deep, Hageman from behind. Oh, Hageman got the block, but maybe he bodied him a little bit at the end. Foul on Hageman, and it's going to get Probst to the foul line here. When we are done tonight, we will have a postgame show, the Alt Feedmill postgame show. Feedmill Equipment Supplies and Service. Catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt. That number to call, 970-834-2132. It is Alt Feedmill. Free throw by Probst misses. Well, I see a message here from my buddy Eric Sampson that says Fort Collins beat Broomfield tonight. I don't know if that's girls or boys, though. I think that's the boys' score, 71-63. If that's the case, that is win number 700 for Coach Bruce Dick. Wow. Get with us, Clark and the Coach, Tuesday at 10 o'clock on KFKA. We're going to celebrate Coach's 700th win. Colby Shuck gets a bucket there while we were talking about Coach Dick. 2 minutes to go in a quarter here, 62-33. The lead has ballooned back up here to 29. Probst with the basketball here. Coach Bruce Dick, the fourth winningest coach in the history of the state of Colorado in high school basketball. Not such a bad deal. Outside for goalie in here. Go to Flores, back out on top now to Probst. Long three for Probst, in and out. Boy, he'll put it up anywhere,
yes,
right?
Yes, he will. That was at the volleyball line.
No kidding. And at this point, Kevin Smith just kind of sitting down and watching. 62-33. Ball goes out of bounds here to Windsor. 1:33 left, third quarter. 60, so 29-point lead. We think. I don't think I've ever called a basketball game that we had running clock in the fourth quarter. I don't think so. Or I didn't notice it, maybe. This one right now, I think you have to get the 35-point lead going to the fourth, or in the fourth. 62-33, it's a 29-point game. Nice pass by Clayton Wright inside to Shuck, and he's fouled. Flores thought he got another block, but he's going to get a foul on this one. All right, 29-point lead, and going to the foul line here is Colby Shuck. First free throw attempt for him tonight, 72% for the year. And that one clanks off the front, no good. Bostic will come in, Backus going out for John Rakeski's club. Zepeda comes in, and so does Villarosa for Kevin Smith's Spartans. Second free throw for Shuck now, trying to make it a 30-point game. On the way, no good. Goes and gets the rebound. No, it's Hageman who grabs it. Second chance, David outside, inside to Bostic. He's fouled, and we'll go right back to the foul line. So 1:14 to go here in the third. Sixth team foul here, but it's a shooting foul, so Windsor's going to be shooting the ball the rest of the night. I think my voice is going to hold on.
Yeah.
It's at times I think it's not going to, but we'll see. Problem for me is I got to fly tomorrow, and you know how you don't like to get up early and head to the airport when you're not feeling good, you know? It's just one of those things, so hopefully we'll get some shut-eye here. 1:14 to play in the third, 62-33. All right, Brady Bostic back to the foul line to try again. That one on the way. They missed them both. Ball knocked away, and Cepeda's got it. So they'll come the other way. 29-point ball game. 1:09 to play third quarter. Here is Probst with a basketball. Dicks it outside here. Gets it to Jose Roman. Roman is going to go to the hole. Spin move inside. Puts his head down. Bullies his way in. Blocked by Bostic. Come the other way. Clayton Wright gets it outside. Hageman. Nice pass to Tanner Garcia. He'll miss the gimme. Rebound is off. Wow, Tanner Garcia wants that one back. Here comes Ortiz the other way for West. And a foul on Shuck. 43 seconds to play here in the quarter. All right, I'll give the ball outside to Probst now. Probst and another foul here. All right, inbound coming. Oh. Yeah, Broomfield, the girls and the boys played Fort Collins tonight, so I'm still waiting to get confirmation that was the boys' score we heard. Ball to the front court, down the lane now, ball tipped out of the hands of Tanner Garcia here, and out of bounds, it'll go to Windsor. 62-33 still, 29 ticks left in the third.
They called a shooting foul on it.
They did. Garcia will get to the foul line. I didn't see the play, Coach. I was texting. Yes, that was a boys' score, so congratulations to my bud, Coach Bruce Dick. 700 wins. He got it tonight. I wanted to get two other fat guys with me, and I'd put the seven on my chest, and the other two guys would put zeros, and we'd stand up at the end of the game and give that to Coach. But we'll have to do something for him on Tuesday when we're back in the office. Here's the free throw on the way by Garcia. Got it. So he made one of the two here. Final 25 seconds of the third. 30-point ball game. Front court for Roman. Back cut inside, ball knocked away. Karam's back out to Roman. He'll try to go inside again, and for the second time they knock it away. Hageman to Wright, and Wright's going to go slam dunk time and miss it. Rebound to Hageman, and he scores.
He did a good job following that.
Long three by Probst. That's no good. We're done with three quarters. 8 minutes of basketball left when we come back. Windsor by 32, 65-33. Take a timeout. It's brought to you by TBK Bank, a Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
No matter the sport, the position, or the level, when you compete to win. Give yourself the competitive advantage with SOAR. SOAR stands for Scientifically Oriented Athletic Regimen, a training program focused on helping athletes reach new levels of performance. Their balanced approach will never fail to build a well-rounded athlete. Rise above the competition and improve speed, agility, strength, power, conditioning, endurance, flexibility, balance, coordination, and reaction. Find them on Facebook at SOAR Athlete.
ALO means business. ALO means local business. ALO means big business. ALO means small business. No matter your business, if you need reliable phone and internet connectivity, you need ALO. Local service and same-day dispatch. Free installation. Symmetrical upload and download speeds. If your business relies on communication, rely on ALO. ALO means business. Visit alofiber.com/business.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back to Windsor High School fourth quarter. 8 minutes to play here. 65-33. Windsor in front by 32. I think this is going to be a fast quarter if they score a couple more buckets, right?
It will be quick.
I think once they get to 35, they just run it no matter what. Even if it dips back inside like football, they'll just keep running it. Yeah. Outside to Ortiz here, top of the key. 7:48 to go. Some changes for Windsor. They've got some of their second-teamers in. Wright's still in the ballgame. Colby Shuck is still in there as well. Ball outside here for Zepeda or Greeley West. Give it to Jose Roman. Roman wants to go baseline. Ball knocked away, and Bostic just steals it right away from him. Here comes Brady the other way. Bostic, where is he going to go with it? And they've got a foul outside. So Bostic's going to get back to the foul line here. Okay, Paul Weber, far side of the court?
Yep.
Yeah. Paul made that call right there. I'd like to send him a telegram and say, hey, stop that. It's a 32-point game. Let's get off the free throw line here. 7:27 to go in the ballgame. Don't forget the all-female postgame show is coming up. We're done. We'll have the Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game as well. All right, Bostic free throw coming. 32-point game. Missed them both. Rebound is off. And Thomas Golian's got it. Golian may have the best hair on the court. He comes to the front court with it. Give it up here for Garcia. And Golian says, I want three. On the way, no. Looked like a swish. It was just short. Didn't hit the rim. Clayton Wright goes across court, down the lane, all the way. Throw it up and in. That is a bucket by Gavin Helm. So Gavin Helm onto the scoreboard here for Windsor. Back the other way and laying it in.
Gavin again.
That's Gavin Helm. He said, I looked down to write his name into the book, and he's scoring again. A quick four right there, 69-33. The lead is 36. Let's see if it just keeps going. Right back the other way. They throw it off the backboard. Tried to get it to Clayton Wright so he could go up and dunk it. All right, Mustard's off the hot dog that time. And Greeley West will take over the basketball here. Why is the clock stopped, Coach? 69-33. 36-point lead. Is it 40?
It might be 40.
Look, Coach and I are both learning as we go here. All right, ball outside to Jacob Flores now. Bostic's got him defensively. Flores picks up the dribble and is in trouble. Knocked out of his hands here. He can reunite the dribble. And Bostic just takes it away from him again. Give it up to Helm down the lane. They got the basketball there to Mikey Munn, who's checked in for the Wiz here. Let's get Mikey to try it. 6:11 left, 69-33. What is the deal here? Windsor's going to inbound a basketball. So Munn to inbound a basketball for Rakeski's team. Let's get this thing rocking and rolling. Here's the inbound. I think we are rolling. I think the clock is automatic now. Outside. Shot on the way. That's Helm who missed it. Rebound is off for Garcia. Give it up now for Ortiz. He'll come the other way. Back outside Garcia. He'll drive the lane. Here's the 5'6 diminutive Luis Garcia, and he scores. Garcia's got five. He averages almost 12 a game, so he's under his number tonight. Outside for Clayton Wright, 5.5 to go. Give the basketball up. That's Henry Jones who's checked in here for John's team. Back outside, and he threw it away. Mikey Munn threw it right to Ortiz. Down the lane, and here comes Munn to say, yeah, you took it for me, but I just sent your shot into the second row to my grandmother. How about that? Good block there. That's getting it back, right?
It was. Yep. He did a good job not quitting on the play.
Clayton Wright's going to check out. He was terrific tonight. All right, here is the inbound in the backcourt. Actually, the front court for Greeley West, and a foul down low. Yeah, that clock running right now is a very happy sight for me. Love calling games, but my voice is about ready to say good night. 4.5 to go. 69-35, 34-point lead, Windsor. This will be the 14th win of the last 15 tries against Greeley West for the Windsor Wizards. You were telling me you didn't remember losing to Greeley West in your time, right?
We did. We were 14-0 against Greeley West.
That'll work. That will work. Yeah, I dug up as much information on your coaching time here at Windsor as I could, hoping I could find something to give you a hard time about, but there was nothing. You just tore it up, man.
About that one year when we were 16, we did go to grade 8 and play Valor Christian, but the first three games, those kids won the state football tournament, so we were up in the Cheyenne tournament.
How about that?
With our JV kids.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Football. Oh, Chris Jones getting in the way. 3:39 to go. Ball in the front court here. Here's Probst. Long three. Yeah, oh, in and out. Rebounds off. Knocked away. Almost stolen there. That was Henry Jones who threw it away. Back outside for Garcia. Now Ortiz in the corner, and that's a three. River Ortiz gets his sixth point of the ballgame. A couple of trays for him. 69-38. 3 minutes and 15 seconds left in this one. Altfeed Mill postgame show is coming up here, and there's a step out of bounds that time by Gavin Helm.
Greeley West is leaving their starters in. They haven't quit. They're working on some stuff.
Yeah. Kevin Smith's trying to get some stuff done here. You're down by 31. Do something positive here at the end. They've got their rival on Tuesday, and we'll have it for you on Preps Radio. Greeley Central, Greeley West, 7 p.m. Tuesday night after the UNC Coaches Show. Ball tipped away. Get it out now. Here comes Mikey Munn down the lane. Munn throws it up and in. Mikey Munn. 71-38. Ball knocked away and out of bounds here. I put my son to work tonight. I made him my Uber driver. How about that?
There you go.
He doesn't know what I was going to pay him anyway. I said, how about going and making some money tonight and taking me to and from the ballgame tonight? He did. So here we go. Ball in the front court. 2:10 left. 71-38. 33-point advantage Windsor right now. Roman outside with it. To Probst. Back to Roman. They threw it away. And guess who comes up with it is Luis Garcia, the 5'6 senior. Gets an outside ball knocked out of the hands there of Jaden Hernandez, just a freshman. He's jumped into the ballgame here. Give it to Roman. That's offensive from here to Santa Susana. He just ran him over. Down to the final 90 seconds of the ballgame, 71-38. Inbound of the backcourt for the Wiz. Wizards will move to 7-4 on the year, 1-1 in league play. Greeley West will drop to 4-8 and 0-3. Right now, time for us to spend a few seconds and let our stations identify themselves. This is Preps Radio.
Catch the Hull Show with Brady Hull. Weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
All right, so Henry Jones Hit a two there? Is that what that was, Coach?
It was a two.
All right, 73-38. Final 45 seconds will tick away here. Get ready for the all-female postgame show and our Norfolk Iron Medal player of the game. All that coming up next. Inbound here for Greeley West. They'll get a last look here as the clock ticks ferociously towards zero. 30 seconds left. Inbound stolen away for the Wiz here. That's Tadice Keyworth. Got the steal and almost launched the three. Keyworth in the lane, and here's a foul, a hold, and the clock's going to go away on this foul right here. Because Windsor's going to shoot, and by the time he gets the first one up, I think we're going to be done with this one. We're going to come back, and folks, well, let's get the final for you first. Then we'll step aside, get the two free throws. They did stop the clock, so Greeley West is going to get one last attack after the free throws. 35-point lead, Windsor. Keyworth's free throw on the way is good. Tadice Keyworth is a 5'7 sophomore. Next one on the way, that one spins out. Rebound inside. Put back up by Mikey Munn. That's no good. They go back outside to Helm. He'll go to Keyworth. Final two, final one. They'll dribble it out, and the Windsor Wizards are going to come away with a big victory tonight. 74-38, the final. We're back in a moment with the all-female postgame show. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank, Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Windsor High School. We get to the all-female postgame show. Female equipment, supplies, and service. Catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt. That number 970-834-2132. Windsor Wizards tonight, Coach, took control from the outset like we thought they would. I mean, it's a mismatch really in talent here between these two teams. And wins at 74-38, so they get a 36-point win at the end. I don't think it was Windsor's best game by any stretch, but they played well enough to go off and get the big win. And a great start. Clayton Wright was terrific tonight, 17 points in the first half.
Yeah, he was. You know, he came out and he was ready to go. And I thought David did a good job,
sure
too.
Did.
I thought both those guys, kind of how Windsor went, is how they were going to go.
Greeley West drops to 4-8, 0-3 in league play. Windsor goes to 7-4. They're 1-1 now in league play. Coming off that loss to Longmont, they make up for it here tonight. Greeley West Tuesday will have it for you. They're against Greeley Central in Greeley. That is the Crosstown Rivalry matchup. We'll have it for you at 7 p.m. Tuesday following the UNC Coaches Show. For the Windsor Wizards, tomorrow Greeley Central comes into town, and probably a lot of the same, I think. Greeley Central, Greeley West. When I see them Tuesday night, I bet we get a pretty close game. So
yeah, I think both those teams will come out Tuesday and ready to get after each other.
All right, Greeley West scoring 13 for Jose Roman, 10 for Skylar Propes, 6 points for River Ortiz, 5 for Luis Garcia, and 3 for Thomas Golian. For the Windsor Wizards, for the victory, 21 for David Hageman, 20 for Clayton Wright, and he is our Norfolk Iron Medal player of the game. 17 in the first half. He had 15 in the first quarter, and then just let his team take it the rest of the night. But Clayton Wright, 20 points in the basketball game tonight. He is our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. Other scores in the basketball game for Windsor: Johnny Reed had 6. Let's see, 4 for Gavin Helm off the bench, 3 for Tanner Garcia. And Tanner Garcia did many other good things tonight on the court as the Windsor Wizards point guard here tonight. 2 points each for Backhouse, for Mikey Nunn. Henry Jones had 2 off the bench. I told you Backus had 2, and then 1 point for Bostic. That's what I've got unofficially anyway for the Windsor Wizards tonight with the victory. So they cap the win here tonight. And like I said, we'll join us Tuesday. Clark and the coach at 10 o'clock. Bruce Dick will be in. Congratulations again to my buddy Coach Bruce Dick. 700th win tonight. They did it coming from behind, too. They were 14 down against Broomfield. They come back to win. That's a puts a smile on a coach, even if it's not 700. So an extra big smile for Coach tonight.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, coming back and beating Broomfield.
Absolutely.
It's just all program.
They'll actually get Brighton tomorrow. So talk about anticlimactic. After 700, after a big comeback win, you still got to go out and play at 11 o'clock tomorrow. So very, very interesting. Okay, for us here at Windsor High School, we're going to step away from you guys, be done for the night. So Dustin, again, thanks, man, for coming out. And always a blast sitting next to you.
It was fun. I enjoyed coming out, Clark.
I love it. All right. We will catch up with you guys Tuesday, and Clark and the coach. Then Tuesday night, Greeley West, Greeley Central basketball. Have it for you right after the UNC Coaches Show. That's it for us tonight. From Michael Kirkpatrick back in the studio, for Dustin, I'm Clark. Be safe driving home, folks. Final score once again, Windsor 74, Greeley West 38. Heard it right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.